Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A, a really fun lineup of guests today, starting with one of our favorite topics, the arts community. And the Sedona Arts Festival is just around the corner, so we'll be talking to Lori Reinhart from Sedona in just a couple of minutes. Also, our friend Miriam Hobrick will be here from Habitat for Humanity. Their huge annual bash, Tool Belts and Tuxedos, is coming up very shortly. Then, after the news with Link, a fascinating discussion with nationally published author and political professor Travis Smith. He is a real superhero comics buff, and he kind of combines that in his writing and his teaching. A few weeks ago, he talked about which superhero does America most need right now. Well, today, we're going to hear from him about his essay titled Your Neighbor is Not Your Arch Villain. So, interesting talk coming up with Travis Smith. Hey, this is Wednesday. That means the Wednesday Night Classic Movie Series continues at the Prescott Elks Theater. You will see Beetlejuice on the big screen, starring Michael Keaton, Jeffrey Jones, Winona Ryder, Catherine O'Hara. Very funny movie tonight at 7 o'clock at the Elks Theater. Almost any cash donation will get you in for that. Stay tuned. We've got Lori Reinhart coming up just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
For the first time ever, the Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Prescott Valley Event Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best part, and come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah. Just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads Gun Shows.
Vote for Sandra Kennedy for Corporation Commission. Sandra Kennedy is running for Arizona Corporation Commission. She is a former Corporation Commissioner who will lower utility rates, stop the corruption at the Corporation Commission, and create more solar and renewable energy in Arizona, especially rooftop solar, bringing thousands of jobs to rural Arizona. She will make Arizona the solar capital of the world and stop the corruption that is causing unjustified utility rate increases. Sandra Kennedy was the first to formally call out corruption on the commission. APS Pinnacle West spent millions of dollars in dark money in the last election cycle to keep her from being elected again to the Corporation Commission. And that tells us exactly what we need to know. Sandra Kennedy is who you need to support. If you want someone who will always stand up for you, the consumer, and fight to keep your utility bills lower, vote for Sandra Kennedy. She's on our side, not the utilities. Paid for by Kennedy 2018. Authorized by Kennedy 2018.
There's a significant difference between being slightly out of tune or perfectly in tune. If your financial plan is even slightly out of tune, you may be paying too much for taxes, exposing yourself to too much risk, or retiring without a sound income plan. Listen to KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, Sundays at 9 AM to Financially Tuned with Ron and Barbara Stevenson of American Financial Investments to get your financial future in tune.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all,
hi, Lori.
We're fourth
perfect
generation
timing.
AC and
we'll be on the
experts.
Air live in about
and we fix and install
seconds.
All makes and models.
I cannot hear you
and
yet,
games,
but as soon as I take you on the air in just
call
a few
Gettle's
seconds,
High Desert Mechanical.
You will hear me. I will hear
you. So please stand by. 2751.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And welcome back at 2:06. I see the phone ringing. I pressed a button. That ring sounds just like Lori Reinhart.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us today, Lori. I can't believe it's that time again already. But boy, you've got a full plate right now because a very special event is coming up Saturday and Sunday, correct?
That is correct. Our 28th annual Sedona Arts Festival.
Now, roughly how many artists do you expect and where do they come from?
Oh, my goodness. We have over 100 artists, but probably around 110 artists on the field.
Wow.
Who come from all over the country. The bulk of them, I would say, probably come from the Southwest that you would think of, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, of course. But we have folks coming from as far away as Florida, Illinois,
wow.
Washington State, Idaho. So, we get them from across the country.
Now, this goes back to 1989, and the Sedona Arts Festival was originally established as a kind of a grassroots arts organization, right?
It was. It started out, actually, as the Apple Festival, and the primary focus at that time was to support other nonprofits who were needing financing. So the Sedona Arts Festival actually started as a fundraiser for other nonprofits, but it has evolved into actually a fundraiser for our scholarships and grants program, which actually financially supports students in our community who are looking to go on and get a higher education at the college level in the arts, dance, music, visual arts, of course, mm-hmm. theater, film. And so part of our gate fee and 100% of the proceeds from our raffle goes to support those financial programs that we have in place.
Now, the gate fee, I understand, is $12, but it's online in advance for only $10, correct?
That's correct, and it covers both days. So that
$10,
oh, wow. You can come back Saturday and Sunday. If you're staying in the Sedona area, there are rack cards at the visitor center and all of the hotels throughout the area that also give you a $2 discount at the door. But the easiest thing to do is go to SedonaArtsFestival.org and just grab your tickets online. All you have to do is print your receipt and bring it to the gate.
Or if you're listening to us right now, you can call 445. Call 445-8289. And if you're the third caller, you can have two free tickets. That'll save you $10 per person, and that will be for the Sedona Arts Festival. Now, I understand that your hours are going to be Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Tell us exactly where in Sedona.
We are at Sedona Red Rock High School, which is on the far west end of Sedona. So easiest way to do that is to route yourself through Cottonwood. You can kind of avoid all that Saturday traffic in Sedona by coming in on 89A on the west end. And we are on the baseball field on the campus of Red Rock High School.
Oh, what a setting that will be with all the
beautiful
Red Rocks surrounding you.
Yep, that's right.
That's a lot of competition for some fine art, isn't it?
It really is. It's all over, you know, we have all different kinds of art on the field, from ceramics, glass, painting, photography, wood. It's really a beautiful mix of art to choose from.
And you have a special feature, a guest gallery featuring Mata Ortiz pottery?
That's correct. I have befriended a gentleman from Washington State who runs Da Silva Imports, and he has been with us for several years now. They were absent last year. We are pleased to have them back. He has some of the finest Mexican arts that you'll ever see. We usually feature a different type of thing in the guest gallery each year, but he will be featuring two award-winning Mata Ortiz potters in the guest gallery this year.
And you mentioned some of the media that will be a part of it, the mixed media. You've also got drawing, sculpture, jewelry, wood, painting, all sorts of art like this. Now, will there be something there for kids, too?
We have a kid zone, which is a really nice place for them to get their hands dirty. We've got plenty of make and take art projects for them to work on while they're at the festival. And while we're talking about the kids, kids 12 and under are free when they come with that paid admission with their parents.
And tell us about your sponsor, the Melting Pot and the Scholarship Tent.
We have a new partnership with a gallery here in Sedona called the Melting Point.
And Melting Point.
Yeah. The Melting Point is a glass education facility as well as a gallery. You can go there and take classes. And they have created for us a signature votive piece that we are going to sell to support our scholarship program. And so this glass piece will be available, and the Melting Point as well will be there on the field with us. They will have their own booth with their glass arts right next to us there at our scholarship tent.
And you know, with the glass art, it reminds me of the slogan you have on your tickets, which says Sedona Arts Festival, where art is a 360-degree experience.
Well, you couldn't ask for a prettier setting.
Yeah. How about food, music, things like that?
We have live music ongoing throughout the weekends. William Eaton and his trio will be there. Rick Siggy, who's a fingerstyle guitar artist, among others. And we have several food trucks, so people can come, have lunch, sit down, enjoy the music, as well as peruse the art.
Now, I understand over the years you've funded about $300,000 in art programs and scholarships?
That's correct. Since 1989, we have been financially supporting kids in our community who are looking to educate themselves in art even beyond the K through 12 level. We do grants for those groups. There are some groups here in Sedona that we support quite a bit with their effort to fund arts education in the community. You know, it's sort of a dying thing from the school system, so we feel like we're filling a void in supporting those programs K through 12, but also these graduating seniors who are going on to study the arts in college.
Now, for Saturday and Sunday, will all the parking be at Red Rock High School?
It is. We have all of our parking there at Red Rock High School. We have the Red Rock Magic Trolley that helps us move people from the parking lot right to the front gate of the festival. So you don't need to walk from your car. If you've got the patience to wait for the trolley to come around, it just does a continuous circle. It'll pick you up and drop you right at the front gate, as well as taking you back to your vehicle.
Now, Laura, you've been involved with the Sedona Arts Festival for about how long?
This is my 10th year as the executive director, so I was just talking about that this morning. I think my predecessors all only lasted, maybe 2-3 years, so I'm feeling like a veteran at this point.
Did you ever think 10 years ago it would get this big?
I didn't think I would still be doing it in 10 years.
Well, we're really glad you are. You know, you mentioned the Melting Point and the glass art just a few months ago. I was in Seattle, and right under the Space Needle is a place that I'm sure you would appreciate, featuring Dale Chihuly and his own Blown Glass Museum. It just expands what the imagination can conjure up. It really does.
It's beautiful stuff, and I have heard nothing but great things about the classes that the Melting Point offers.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people just drop in and take a class. They can't say enough about it, so I may have to do that in my down season.
So
whenever that is.
Yeah, whenever that is, because you've got a very, very busy week going on. Tell us one more time when, where, and how much.
Okay, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, October 13th and 14th, the Sedona Arts Festival at Sedona Red Rock High School on the baseball field. Hours on Saturday are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that $10 or $12 admission gate, depending on when you pay for your fee, covers both days. So you can come and see us Saturday and Sunday if you'd like.
And we'll give our listeners one more chance for those two free tickets. Call 445-8289. Be the third caller right now, and we'll have two more tickets to give away for the Sedona Arts Festival, courtesy of Lori Reinhart. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Have a great time this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me. Think sunny thoughts.
There you go. Great idea. Thanks, Lori. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that, of course, is Lori Reinhart with the Sedona Arts Festival. I want to remind you, if you're speaking of the arts, if you're getting excited about this time of year when Hollywood releases its best movies, because, of course, the Oscar nominations are coming up, and they always save the best movies for the last part of the year because the Oscar Oscar ballots go out in January, so they want the voters to have these movies fresh in their mind. Well, don't miss A Star is Born. That's showing right now at the Harkins 14 as well as tomorrow night, they will debut First Man. That is the Ryan Gosling film directed by Damien Chazelle. They worked together on La La Land. This is also another movie that's well-regarded as Oscar material. It's about the race to put a man on the moon and Neil Armstrong's role in it, so don't miss that. Also, the Arizona Coyotes are back in action tonight. This time, they'll be looking to score not only their first win of the season, but their first goal. They'll complete their home-and-home series with the Ducks at Anaheim this evening. You can tune in live at 7 o'clock on KQ&A. And speaking of hockey, the NHL is moving forward with plans to award an expansion franchise to Seattle. Now, that would create, of course, a serious international rivalry between Seattle and the Vancouver Canucks. The Seattle franchise would become the 32nd team in the NHL. And to think, I started following hockey when the NHL had six teams. Hard to believe. Well, stay tuned because we got Miriam Halbrick coming in just a moment from Habitat for Humanity. We'll be talking tuxedos and tool belts and all sorts of good things on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
The 2018 model clearance starts now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. The 2019 models are on their way, and some are already here. So we're offering huge deals to reduce our 2018 inventory. Save over $5,000 on 2018 Nissan Sentras, now priced under $15,000. Or one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue, for under $20,000. You choose either a front-wheel drive for $19,488, or if you need an all-wheel drive, it's only $400 more. Looking for an inexpensive, low-mileage used car? Why not just buy a brand-new 2018 Nissan Versa for only $11,388? Plus, that includes a full warranty. The 2018 model clearance going on now at Lamb Nissan. Hurry in for our best selection. Prices this low won't last long. Visit LambNissan.com for all of our great specials. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Hi, I'm Alex Molusky. I'd like to invite you to join me each Saturday morning at 6 a.m. for the Alex Molusky Show, right here on KQNA. Join me each Saturday morning, where we'll discuss statewide, nationwide, worldwide news that is important to you. And most importantly, here, you'll get the last word. So please join me this Saturday morning at 6 a.m. for the Alex Molusky Show on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Our police, they put their lives on the line to keep our communities safe. Yet Kyrsten Sinema voted against protecting our police, opposing a bill to increase penalties for criminals who violently assault a police officer. They protect us, but Sinema didn't vote to protect them. Sinema also voted against increasing penalties for gang members and violent criminals involved in drive-by shootings. And Sinema defends sanctuary cities that stop local police from working with federal law enforcement to deport criminal, illegal, illegal immigrants. These sanctuary cities let thugs go rather than help kick them out of the country, protecting criminal illegal immigrants instead of deporting them. Kyrsten Sinema handcuffs our police and puts their lives in danger. It's radical and it's wrong. Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Imagine the damage she'd do in the U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21. Great to hear from Miriam Hobrick. She is here on behalf of Habitat for Humanity, one of our favorite local nonprofits. Miriam, you've got a couple of big events coming up. One is coming up on Saturday the 20th. Another one, Saturday, November 3rd. Tell us about them.
Okay. Saturday, we're going to have a sock hop. Now, some of us are probably too young for a sock hop, but...
Not all of us.
Okay. So, Saturday, October 20th, up at the Prescott Resort, we're going to have a sock hop, and there's going to be contests. We're going to have dress-up contests. We're going to have dance contests. DJ's got my paperwork, so I can't tell you all about it. Oh, here we come.
Okay. Now you can.
Okay. It says... We're going to do twist, the limbo, the hula hoop, the yo-yo. Oh, great.
I remember all of those.
Me too. I'm not telling you how old
I also remember fries in a red basket.
Yes, and that's what's going to be there too. That's
sure.
Going to be our food, hamburgers, fries in the red basket with a bottle of Coke.
And there was also a malt shop right across the street from my high school.
Ooh,
yeah, so
we didn't have that.
Oh, yeah. I was living the sock hop days.
That's kind of fun. But the other thing is that it's not real expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to do things in Prescott, sometimes it gets a little pricey. But this is $30.
How do you beat that?
You can't beat that. So it's going to be fun. I don't know what I'm going to wear yet, but I'll figure something out.
You going to wear a hoop skirt?
I don't know. I'm thinking of something like a felt skirt.
Oh, okay.
With some kind of funky cutesy white blouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you need reminders, just to rent the movie Grease, and that'll give you some ideas.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a good opportunity.
So who came up with the idea of a sock hop? How creative.
I'm not sure who came up with the idea.
I bet Alice Ayers did.
She might have.
I wouldn't put it past
It was
her.
Something that just popped out of there, and it was an opportunity, and here we go.
Well, that sounds like a real blast coming up. That's on the 20th, right?
20th of October.
That's a week
the
from Saturday,
time
yeah.
is, it's from, it's on here, from 6 o'clock. The doors open at 6, and then it's till you drop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be fun.
That sounds like a blast. You've also got a very important annual gala and fundraiser coming up. That'll be Saturday, November 3rd. This is an annual event. Tell us about that.
Tool belts and tuxedos. Oh, I don't really need the... I've been doing tool belts and tuxedos
for years
a long
now. That's
time.
Right. I've interviewed you several times for
yes.
that.
Yes. November 3rd is going to be our... And I can't tell you how many... Since 2004, we've been having tool belts and tuxedos, and it's just an evening of elegant dresses, tuxedos, but we have everything from t-shirts that look like a tuxedo to cocktail dresses. It's a dinner. It's an opportunity to fundraise for Habitat because mm-hmm. where our goal is always to try to build or try to fundraise to build one house. And so it takes a lot of money. And so when people come, they know that this is a fundraiser. So, you know, they're looking at silent auction opportunities, jewelry, artwork. One of my favorites is a pie a month by a lady in town who bakes pies, which I always get outbid. but then there's car washes and dinners and lots of things. And then there's live auction.
Mm-hmm.
And live auction are the big item pieces. These are trips. And, of course, these are opportunities that go along with building a house. It may be windows. It can be a contracting company that's going to give you a home repair or repair services.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole lot of opportunities. And then we have what we call fund a need. And we, of course, we're going to build a house, so there's a great need there. So we give people an opportunity to donate to an evening of fun and talks, and you see videos, and we have a wonderful auctioneer that comes in from Oklahoma. His Colonel DeWayne, and so he's fun. Some people just come because he's so much fun.
Sure.
He comes in.
And for those new to town or who haven't heard of Tuxedos and Tool Belts, or Tool Belts and Tuxedos, of course, the Tuxedos part is the gala dinner, uh-huh. but the Tool Belts part is what you guys really do. That is your core, isn't it? Building homes. And tell us what it takes to become the recipient of one of those homes. It ain't free, is it?
There's no free house. And it's kind of a long process. You have to be income eligible. We're looking at low-income families. So their income has to be between 30 and 60% of the median for Yavapai County, which, mm-hmm. let's just say, $16,000 to $32,000 for a family of four. And then you have to be willing to partner. You have to be willing to do the deal. That means helping us do your sweat equity, volunteering for opportunities such as at Tool Belts. And then there has to be a need. And the need doesn't necessarily say that you're living in a falling down house, which many times it is.
Yeah.
It can be that you're paying too much rent, more than 30% of your monthly income toward your rent. I know that most people are now in these days paying more than 30%, but that's mm-hmm. our guideline. We look at that. So you can live in a nice apartment, but there might be five people in that apartment, and it's two bedrooms, and it's kind of cramped.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might be eight people in a two-bedroom apartment, and it's really cramped. So we look at that, too, because you can't. Many of our families just can't afford it. And then the difference is when they get their mortgage, their 30-year mortgage, it's an affordable mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So the sale price to the family is the appraised value. But what they pay back to Habitat is what they can afford. It's based on their income. So we do that, or we have to do that. We don't want people in the neighborhood to say, oh, they're building one of those Habitat houses and it's going to bring my values down.
Yeah.
No. We have it appraised by appraisers, and that means it's equal to those houses in the neighborhood.
And these people in that home are invested not only financially but physically, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, because they have to do a two-adult household has to do 500 hours of sweat equity, and a single parented household has to do 250, which means working out on the job site, working at a restore, working in the office, helping us at events down in the courthouse square, all kinds of things to get their hours.
Speaking of the restore, tell us about that.
Oh, you haven't been to the restore?
I have been a couple times.
Okay. Our restore is just what it says. It's a restore, reusing of items. We have, and it's not just all building materials. People think, oh, I don't need to go to the restore because it just has lumber and nails. And no, it's got everything you can imagine except clothing. And so other thrift stores in town have a lot of clothing. We don't have any. So we have furniture. We have refrigerators. We have stoves. We do have lumber, and we do have opportunities of other, we call them tchotchkes, you know, the
sure.
little knick-knacky things and dishes and appliances. There's just about anything. And on any given day, when I walk in that store thinking, and I usually leave my purse in the car, because I'm usually going to find something. So every time I go in that store, there's something there. And something that I know that may have come from an estate that the kids come in and they have to empty the house quick. And so they'll call Habitat. We come and pick it all up. But sometimes there's some things of great value.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we had these robo-dogs that were given to us, and there's a whole cult that goes with these Japanese robo-dogs, and we had, I think we had a dozen of them. So they were wonderful because we had a volunteer that researched them, and then we advertised them. But we also get new furniture, and there are times when people come to they got new furniture, they bring it to Prescott from Oklahoma, let's say, and it just doesn't look right. You
mm-hmm.
know, their Oklahoma furniture is now not good in Arizona. So we have people that donate that, or they want to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity. You should come in the door and see what we have.
And the restore is just, what, half a block off Automotive Row on Willow Creek?
It is. if you know where motor vehicle is, too, it's at the other end
right
of the
road. Right on the way, sure.
Yeah, it's 1061 Commerce Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, tell us what happens to a family when they get the key to that house that they have invested everything in and that they will be making payments on, and that because they have invested their own sweat equity, they know how it operates. Tell us the importance of having that home of their own.
Well, we've, not just us, but all of the habitats worldwide have come to the conclusion that when you have something that's your own and you take pride in your own, your children have a place to bring their friends home. And I can give you all kinds of examples. You can bring your friends home after school where you couldn't before. You can eat dinner together. You share opportunities, but you take care of it because it's yours.
And you're sinking roots in the community, aren't you?
You absolutely are. And you're paying taxes.
Just
like everyone else.
It's a win-win. Yeah, all the way around. That's so wonderful for that. Of course, as I mentioned before briefly, when you help make that house, when you help build it, you know how those systems operate. It makes you a lot more valuable as a homeowner because in a lot of cases, you can do your own maintenance and repairs, can't you?
You can. And what's our construction manager goes through the house and shows people exactly this is where this is, this is where this is. And they also have their own warranty and manual when they get it. So it tells you who to call. You know, I don't get the phone call anymore, like at 10:30 at night, somebody calling me and saying, my daughter just flushed the teddy bear down the toilet. Or my... You know, that's happened. Or my refrigerator's out. What do I do? And mm-hmm. I usually tell them to check the circuit that it's plugged into. Mm-hmm. So people know better how to take care of their houses. Because if you and I remember when I went through my house with our contractor, he just said, this is where this is, this is where this is.
And handed you the key and said, good luck, right?
Yeah, well, he gave us a book and said, read the book.
Yeah, well, that helps too. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been involved with Habitat for how long?
I'm in my 15th year, but I've been, as a director, I've been 15 years. But as a volunteer, it's been 29 years.
And Habitat locally has helped how many families?
We are currently, we dedicated our 90th house, our 90th family several weeks ago in Chino Valley. And now we're starting right now in a house in Chino. And shortly we'll be starting our project called Madison Park Cottages in Prescott.
And I drive past one of your Prescott Valley homes every day when I come to work.
On Roundup?
Yep, we love that.
That's the house we built.
There you are. There you go. And finally, tell us about your plans for retirement, which a little bird told me is not too far away.
Well, it's going to happen when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I am retiring probably around the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing a search for a new director. And the opportunity for Habitat to go to the next level.
Yeah.
I've been there a long time, and when I started, I would put in long, long hours.
Sure.
And I'm a bit older now. And now it's time to bring in some new ideas, new blood, new enthusiasm. Not that I'm not enthusiastic, but it's time for someone else to do the long hours.
And finally, tell us one last time how to get tickets for tool belts and tuxedos and how to attend the sock hop.
Okay, for tool belts, you can go on our website, prescotthabitat.org, and you can buy them online, or you can call 445-8003 and say you want to buy tickets. Now, the sock hop is coming up sooner,
mm-hmm.
and so you can get tickets. I'm looking at the thing. You can call us, and we can guide you through how to get tickets. So that mm-hmm. number also is 445-8003. Call and say, I need to get tickets for the sock hop on October 20th, and it starts at 6 o'clock.
That's just a week from Saturday. Sounds like a lot of fun. Miriam Hobrick, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Say hello to Alice when you get back.
I will.
We appreciate what you guys do for the Quad Cities. Stay tuned. It's time for local and state news and weather with Link. And then we'll talk to Travis Smith. He says your neighbors are not your arch villains. You'll find out why in just a moment on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Gogat, candidate for state representative. Arizona has enough money for great public schools, but our legislature lets political cronies use charter schools as giant piggy banks. They wrote a law that lets charter owners buy buildings with our tax dollars and then pocket the money when they sell. That's how one charter CEO paid himself $8.8 million. I'm Ed Gogat, and I approve this ad. Elect me, and your tax dollars will go to educating children, not to political cronies. Paid for by Ed Gogat for state representative.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Courtesy Auto Sales, Prescott Dirt, Yellow Pie Bottle Gas, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Castle Casino, your Prescott Tire Pros, and Primavera Online School. The Cards visit Minnesota Vikings Sunday at 9:30 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Two North Carolina women have been found in good condition despite getting lost in cold, rainy conditions in the Devil's Bridge area outside of Sedona. The women, ages 59 and 62, were hiking on October 2nd when they went missing. The husband of one of the hikers reported finding their rental car parked, unoccupied, in a roadway pullout. He had been trying to call them overnight without success. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin explains the Rescue 1 helicopter got involved the next morning but had to limit the search due to fog.
Rescue 1 continued the air search, locating the hikers just after 9 a.m. Fortunately, the pilot was able to land the helicopter and return them safely to their vehicle.
Dievlin says the women were unprepared for their hike
because they were unfamiliar with the trail and failed to bring a map.
The women were wearing light clothing, and they decided to wait until the sun came up before attempting to return to their car. The Prescott City Council appears to be in support of a measure that would prohibit the use of electronic devices while driving.
Council discussed the measure during its study session yesterday. Prescott Police Chief Deborah Black told council every time she's in a meeting at City Hall, she's asked why there's no ban on electronic devices. Officers will be able to cite drivers for Yavapai County's ordinance, which was approved last week and goes into effect November 2nd. Black says he wants to have voluntary compliance with this measure. Councilman Steve Siska indicated it needs to be effective and enforceable. The city's Bicycle, Pedestrian, and Traffic Committee has unanimously voted in favor of the ordinance, which is scheduled to be back before council in 2 weeks. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. We have a slight chance of isolated showers tonight and through the end of the week. Expect an overnight low of 44 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 61 tomorrow and a high of 64 on Friday. 48 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 68 and a high on Friday of 72. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Coyotes visit the Anaheim Ducks Wednesday at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Lightning may not strike twice, but love does, especially if it's a Subaru. Findlay Subaru invites you to the Love Strikes Twice sales event leading up to the grand opening of our new state-of-the-art facility November 10th. It promises to be a rewarding shopping experience showcasing the outstanding Subaru lineup. Love Strikes Twice at Findlay Subaru with the second big month of savings on remaining new 2018s. If you've been putting it off, this really is the month to take a test drive and fall in love with a new Findlay Subaru, like Subaru Outback. Finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback for as low as 0% APR or lease for $269 a month. Those numbers are easy to fall in love with. Lightning may not strike twice, but love does at Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers now through October 1st, lease Outback Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01 for 36 months with $1,769 due at signing. Zero security deposit.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I have Travis Smith. He is the Associate Professor in the Department of Political Science at Concordia University. We spoke with Travis several weeks ago about his new book, Superhero Ethics. We're glad to have him on the show regarding why we need to rein in our divisive politics in which neighbors are treated as supervillains. We need to restore civility to our public disagreements. Travis, you are, of course, obviously a big fan of superhero comics and characters, and you related how some of those could save America. But I'm reminded of a quote from years ago that said, government works best when it protects us from each other. It works least when it protects us from ourselves. Do you see that going on today?
So, right, DJ. What I've been thinking about lately is the way in which it seems like we are orienting ourselves a little too much in the direction of what, from a comic book perspective, are like the great cosmic powers, and as if there's a great cosmic battle, and we are all enlisted. We fancy ourselves to be heroes, but we might be little more than henchmen and cannon fodder in a great cosmic battle pitched in a fashion in which, like on an old-fashioned comic book cover, where the characters are aligned on the two sides with their superpowers ready to blast each other to bits. And we have a difficult time seeing each other as fellow citizens with whom we might have disagreements, perhaps even stronger disagreements. And there are civilized ways in an ordered republic in order to deal with these things. But instead, we find ourselves lined up against each other as if we were ourselves superheroes and in pitched battle with people who we can't see but anything less than supervillains.
We used to tune into news to hear facts that may challenge our preconceived notions. Now it seems an awful lot of news choices with cable and satellite news seems to be an echo chamber for our own confirmation bias. Do you think that makes this problem worse?
And I think it's made worse further by the nature of the news industry today that profits off of deepening and worsening our passions and making us feel like we're so endangered that we have no choice but to have our attention constantly on the screens, paying attention to whatever they are selling us in terms of how horrible things are and how scared we should be.
And, you know, the case I like to point to is how Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, who could not be more different, would fight like cats and dogs during the day in Washington, then sit down to play gin rummy together at night. That's not happening today, is it?
No, I think it's not. The uncivilized discourse and the degree of fury that we see being played out in the centers of power are now being replicated across our communities, across our neighborhoods, across our social media feeds, in which the idea that we might try to have a civilized conversation to express and understand why we hold the positions we do, why other people have a different position, and then in a fashion that befits treating each other with respect, work to try to persuade each other to change our minds. Instead, we dig our heels in and get our metaphorical fists up and attack each other. Instead of trying to at least understand why anybody else might disagree, we've decided instead to give the people with whom we disagree the worst possible interpretation of their judgment, the worst possible interpretation of their intentions and motivations, and cast them in the role of the devil or the demon or the supervillain, because those are conditions under which we can, you know, conceive of ourselves as heroes engaged in some sort of valiant effort in order to destroy the evil in our midst.
Anybody who's ever tried to write a screenplay knows that even if you're writing a comedy, you have to create conflict. Do you think the national news media is engaged in that?
Trying to create conflict?
Yes.
Yes. I think that they have an interest in doing so.
Are they demonizing the other side, do you think?
Well, when you get to the point in which the only possible interpretation of the people with whom you disagree can only be that they must be the most ignorant and malevolent being you can imagine, then that seems to be the conditions under which conflict is being encouraged.
Now, you have a great quote here. It says, "Let's restore civility even in the midst of our disagreements. Refuse to be manipulated by those who have the power to gain or profit to make off our readiness to enlist as their minions or henchmen or cannon fodder. Turn down the 24-hour chatter channel. Stop refreshing headline aggregators and don't drown yourself in comment sections. My favorite part of this, avoid social media feeds filled with pride and fury masquerading as compassion and concern."
No, I personally stay away from the social media, but you can't help but, you know, seeing it everywhere anyway. And it is concerning how much of your lived life daily experience, think about how little of your lived life daily experience in which you engage in your 9-to-5 job or whatever business you conduct, your time that you spend in your communities and your neighborhoods, your associations, your activities, your sports, your entertainments. How much of that really is determined and defined by what goes on in the power centers of our society? And yet at the same time, think about how much nowadays we allow our minds, our emotions, our attitudes, our behaviors, our relationships with each other to be defined by what's going on in terms of distant power centers and what we're hearing, not in our conversations with each other, whether it's over a pint, whether it's in the backyard, whether it's at our children's soccer and baseball games, but instead we're allowing what we're seeing in these through their screens, whether it's television screens or through our Facebook and Twitter feeds, we allow it to define us, and I find that concerning.
You mentioned in your essay your neighbors probably aren't supervillains. You say social media is the preferred venue for a lot of virtual heroics by people with what Roger Waters once called the bravery of being out of range, because they can indulge their hero syndrome without risk or sacrifice.
Right. So in Superhero Ethics, in my book, I look at the way
ways in which these fictional characters represent different qualities and different issues or struggles that we all face in our lives, to try to see how, you know, the fictional portrayals of heroism are relevant to how we ought to live our lives daily as individuals, as citizens. And heroism, you know, properly so-called, does involve risk and sacrifice, does involve confronting some danger. But heroic characters also have good qualities of character that aren't quite heroic, but nevertheless are necessary in order for us to get along and build our communities up. But when we got to the point at which we start seeing ourselves and all of society as being divided between the noble and the base, or the heroic and the villainous, the enlightened and the ignorant, the virtuous and the vicious, those are not conditions under which our ability to get along like civilized fellow citizens, those are not the conditions that are conducive to that.
What are some of the good things that we can do to help put an end to this tribalism?
I almost recommend making an increased effort to, just in your everyday lives, in the actual interactions you have with people that you know that you disagree with, to remind them and remind yourselves not to define your relationship on the basis of your strongest disagreements regarding matters that especially in an election season, things that people are trying to take advantage of you regarding in order to, you know, get power over you. But instead, most of your lived life experience is not through your screens. Most of your lived life experience is through your actual interactions with other persons in your life, and to prioritize that and focus on that a bit more.
And tell us about your book one more time.
Sure. So Superhero Ethics is about looking at these superhero characters that seem to be on our TV screens every night and a new movie every few months. Characters that have great lasting power. They've been around for decades, but are now in some ways more popular than ever. Their continuing appeal and seems to suggest that they speak to us. They are products of the American imagination, the American popular culture, so they're grounded in the fundamental values that all Americans across the political spectrum respect. And we can look at hero characters in order to see versions of what we think we are at our best, or who we should be if only we were better, and how we might be better contributors to contributors to our communities and help each other out. And so I look at these characters in order to address those kinds of questions from a social, political, and ethical perspective.
And last but not least, do you have a web page where our readers can learn more about your political and superhero work?
Well, the book is available from Templeton Press, so they can go to the Templeton Press website to read more about the book there.
Very good. That is Travis Smith, Associate Professor of Political Science at Concordia University, author of Superhero Ethics. Thanks for joining us again on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you very much for having me back on the show today, DJ. I really appreciate being on Q&A.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Here's what you missed on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
Is a group that represents the world's largest banks and financial houses has issued yet another call for a one-world global currency. Do people actually have a way to stop this?
Not right now, because this whole thing is out of the control of the average person.
Coast to Coast with George Norrie, 7 nights a week beginning at 11 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
our police. They put their lives on the line to keep our communities safe. Yet Kyrsten Sinema voted against protecting our police, opposing a bill to increase penalties for criminals who violently assault a police officer. They protect us, but Sinema didn't vote to protect them. Sinema also voted against increasing penalties for gang members and violent criminals involved in drive-by shootings. And Sinema defends sanctuary cities that stop local police from working with federal law enforcement to deport criminal illegal immigrants. These sanctuary cities let thugs go rather than help kick them out of the country, protecting criminal illegal immigrants instead of deporting them. Kyrsten Sinema handcuffs our police and puts their lives in danger. It's radical and it's wrong. Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Imagine the damage she'd do in the U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, if you've ever been around Whiskey Row, you've seen a lot of enactments, Wild West reenactments, things like that. Sometimes such things can go wrong, sometimes tragically even. Well, a medieval knight reenactor died Saturday while performing in an equestrian game in Kentucky. 53-year-old Peter Barkley was apparently trying to spear a paper plate when his lance hit the ground, flipped, and stabbed him in the chest. That's according to John Fulton, the man's brother, and the president for the Society for Creative Anachronism, which was hosting the event. Poor John Barkley died while being flown to a hospital. An autopsy has not yet been performed, but the death is listed as accidental. Meanwhile, the Society for Creative Anachronism says it's investigating how to prevent similar accidents. Gee, you think? Well, on the brighter side of things, Candace Devine will be performing at the Prescott Elks Theater this Saturday evening at 7 for her EP release show featuring Slim Gamble from Lady Antebellum, C.J. Emmons from Dancing with the Stars, April Brown from Sister Mercy, and Drew Hall from our hometown favorites. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, Talk of the Town, Prescott at 4. Join me right back here Thursday with my guest Robert Templeton from the Crossroads of the West gun shows and cast members from One Stage Family Theater for the Rocky Horror Show. That's Q&A Thursday at 2 when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.